do believe that we're down now under 800. At one stage we nearly had 1200. That we need to do something or get permission for replacing some people, because even here today, it's the last day for taking up the early retirement packages, and there's a number of excellent officials. We've lost a big number of them here today. I think there's 28 since the beginning of the year, and I think that's a major loss to an organisation like the County Council.
As well as losing that experience, there isn't the facility to bring in the new blood to replace it, and that's got to be worrying, because when you look 10, 15, 20 years down the line, who will the senior people be then? We don't know.
That's it, and I even raised a thing today there. I was a great believer in doing works by direct labour, if at all possible, maybe hire a machine, do the likes of pipe replacement, a bit of road works and that. As we stand at the moment, some of our senior people tell me it's not possible because we don't have enough help, because one of the other big things is health and safety and that. Then if we bring in contractors, which obviously is the next thing, I have nothing against contractors, that gives employment as well. The big scenario, if they were all local people, I would love to see that, Donald, but the way the tendering process, they can be from anywhere. So my belief is that the local economies of where all these council people live and that are going to suffer because of that. And I do believe now, and I'm very thankful, there's an upturn in the economy at the moment, and I do believe that we should make a serious effort in trying to get the embargo lifted. And one of the heartening things today, across the political divide, it was accepted 100% that motion I put up.